sound can mean only one thing. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, the official congressman of the Illinois District of Roe and Anna, is right here.
Thankfully, he's
joining
here.
Joining us on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
It's good to be with you. Good to be back.
He answers all of our questions about all the crazy things that are happening around ourselves. Let's talk about international politics. That's something that's a big big in your sphere of influence in Washington. And the Senate quite unanimously passed a resolution to get out of the conflict in Yemen or not support in materiel or in intelligence the war in Yemen that is being waged by the Saudis. What is your take on that?
Yeah, ridiculously short-sighted. I get all the politics, and there's the, you know, the Khashoggi thing, which is terrible. But this is dumb, and I'm going to tell you, that's why it's not going to happen in the House. But, I mean, obviously next year it's back. So there is this perception that this humanitarian crisis in Yemen is as a result of the Saudi air campaign. And we've got to look back. It's not a result of Saudi. It's a result of the Houthi rebels overthrowing a legitimate government, laying siege to multiple cities, blocking aid, and the Iranians, who at Bowling Air Force Base, our government just had a display of some of the weapons that we've seized, basically, in Yemen. And the Iranians putting in rockets and guns and anti-aircraft batteries into the middle of Yemen, into the middle of cities. And so then when they shoot at airplanes, they get bombed. And, of course, we know how this works, civilian casualties. So it is unbelievably short-sighted. I don't think it was unanimous. I think it was actually pretty close. But it was unbelievably short-sighted for let's just get out and offer no support. Plus the fact, lastly, that it's not just about the Saudi air campaign against the Houthi rebels, supported by Iran, by the way. It is also about our counterterrorism campaign against AQAP, that's Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, who's responsible for the bombing of the USS Cole, the Christmas Day shoe bomber, and a bunch of other potential attacks that almost happened.
A potential attack on Chicago, actually, that came out
that's
of
right.
AQAP,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of Sana'a,
that's right.
Yemen.
It's one thing, I think it's one thing to put, and I would vote for a resolution that, I guess, condemns the way the Saudis fight the war. But keep in mind, whenever you empower, people say, you know, oh, America needs to stop fighting these wars and let other people fight these wars. That's fine. But they're not going to fight them like us because they don't think like us. They don't have the targeting capacity we do necessarily. They don't have the moral capacity that we do. So, I mean,
But how do we send a message? I get it. I understand exactly what you're saying. And I don't disagree with you, actually, because you are actually laying out the fact pattern that exists here. This isn't really solely about Crown Prince and his bad actions. Right. It does have ramifications on us, and we don't want to necessarily cut off our nose to spite our face here, as we may have done in other parts of the world recently. But how do we push back on the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia so that he and other potentates around the globe can't feel like they can to do things like killing a journalist with impunity?
Yeah, so I'd vote for a resolution that condemns the action from Congress. That actually has a big impact. They don't like that. I would do something like that. I think, you know, sanctioning the people involved, which has already been done, is important.
But do you sanction the Crown Prince?
I don't think, how are you going to sanction him? I mean, ultimately, can you freeze his travel? Probably not. Can you take away all his assets? No, that's going to cut off basically all relationship with Saudi Arabia and, again, move him to a different sphere of influence. But the point of that is this. I think it's essential for us, as terrible as this is, and it is, I mean, I'm not minimizing it whatsoever, the Khashoggi murder. Mm-hmm. Look, Russia kills journalists seemingly daily. They kill political opponents seemingly daily. They killed two citizens on UK territory using weapons of mass destruction. And our friend, quote unquote, Rand Paul, you know, who's driving this anti-Saudi crusade, is the one that on the same day said we have to sanction the Crown Prince for the killing of this journalist. Literally the same day, called for lifting the sanctions against Russia, who kills journalists, who kills political opponents, who kills people on NATO territory. So, yes, I would be all for, you know, condemning the Crown Prince on this, but let's not pretend like we live in a sinless world but for the actions of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Does it matter what the president says here? I think it seemed as if the Senate was sort of acting, you know, certainly against the administration's wishes, and certainly not in terms of the rhetoric we're hearing. But that, you know, they perhaps if the administration had come forward and approached this in a different way, with a different tone, saying just what you are saying right now, which seems a perfectly reasonable position about protecting our interests there while still understanding that this is, you know, a disgusting act that needs some sort of response. Maybe that things could have been better and the Senate might not have acted the way it did.
Yeah, possible. And I do think, you know, the president missed real opportunities. But some of his policy is driven by kind of a human rights interest, but he doesn't like talking about it. To him, you know, he makes the economic argument, which there is an economic argument. It's just not one you should make, right? There's a moral reason for that. I wish the tone would have been far different. But I got to tell you guys, what amazes me, I've talked to a lot of members of Congress. I won't name names to embarrass them, but I've talked to a lot of members of Congress that when I mention about, you know, other journalists being in prison and killed elsewhere, they're like, oh, I never even thought of that. Or if I point out the fact that in Yemen, it was actually the Houthi rebels that overthrew the Yemeni's government, that block aid convoys, that intercept UN aid convoys, that control the port so that the Iranian weapon shipments can come in, and that the Iranians and the Houthi rebels put these weapons in the middle of neighborhoods so that they get bombed by the Saudis. They're like, oh, I didn't know that either. And so they're making policy and voting to basically extract ourselves from Yemen based on public pressure from wherever it's coming from, not based on actually knowing what's going on in the ground. And this is the problem with Congress and foreign policy sometimes, is you have everybody that thinks they should be commander-in-chief, and they don't even want to put the effort in to learn what's really happening over there.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's a rant. No. I went on a rant.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, but it's gotten so politicized now because it really does come down to, and this is one of the dangerous moments in which we're living, is that we are talking past each other on important things.
Yeah.
You know, we're fighting about some very consequential issues. There's no question about it that the president has raised a lot of questions about how to behave as a president and what he did during the campaign and all of that. But the rhetoric of screaming about that while the House might be on fire is something that we have to prioritize here. And that, because this is a longer term issue, and it's going to come out in the wash one way or the other. And there are active investigations by the Justice Department, by Mueller, and now, in the winter and into the spring by the House of Representatives. So congratulations on that, Congressman. But there's going to be all of that that's going to be going on. And so that's longer term. And I truly believe that the system will wash out whatever it is it's going to be that needs to be washed out. In the meantime, we do have active things happening around the world that we still, you know, the government is still moving, the world is still moving, and some actors, I would argue, and I'd like your thoughts on this before you go, some actors around the world, Putin comes to mind immediately, want to take advantage of the chaos that's here.
That's absolutely true. And this is where it's important for Republicans and Democrats. You can completely dislike President Trump, okay? You can hate him. I don't even care. But that doesn't mean you have to oppose a foreign policy because you don't like the president. This is what my party did some of a little bit during Syria in 2013. They opposed the president bombing Syria because it was President Obama. And I was vehement to say, doesn't matter if you like the president or not, the president has to lead. That's the same situation with Trump. We're going to have plenty to argue about, so we're going to have your opportunity to take, you know, licks at the president. But these are very important issues that people can have an opinion on, but they really ought to study and know the facts.
Well said, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like the rants. These are good.
President Kinzinger. I know. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you bet, guys. All right.
Thanks, Congressman.
Bye. All right. That's the kind of clear thinking I'd like to see more of. It's driving me nuts what's going on here. And I was mad at Donald Trump for, I mean, I told you Michael Cohen was dirty. For the minute I saw him, I told you. And I'm pretty certain that Michael Cohen, for as dirty as he is, you know that Donald Trump was like, all right, what are we going to do about the porn star? Right, you know that. I mean, we heard it in the tapes, and we know that David Pecker was, you know, was there. Now we know a bunch of stuff. Yes, all of that's true. It's a zipper problem. I'm not sure it's going to result as, you know, when I think I think the American public has already kind of watched through this idea of, is sexual indiscretion enough to throw a sitting president out of the White House? That's probably not. No. Now, if he colluded with Russia, that's a different deal.
Yeah.
Or is trying to cut a deal, a business deal, or if he's trying to enrich himself and cut business deals with people using the power of the presidency or trying to enrich his family by doing it, that's going to be a secondary thing that people are going to be looking at here. And they may be looking at it for a long time.
Right. I mean, and he said very in the George Stephanopoulos interview that he's speaking out, Michael Cohen has said that, well, the president knew that this was wrong. He knew we were making the hush payments and he knew that this was a violation. That's the piece that, you know, has that they have to prove. And likely it seems it's possible they will, because he's before that he was saying, well, I just trusted my lawyer. My lawyer was the one who advised me on these kinds of things. And he was the one who was responsible for doing this kind of thing. And sometimes he even acted on his own and I didn't direct him. He was supposed to handle these things. But
yeah,
what did he know?
OK, my guess is that Donald Trump doesn't take a whole lot of advice from people. Oh,
That's what Michael Cohen says. Michael Cohen says there's nothing that happens without him knowing about absolutely nothing.
And then just deciding he's going to go, I'm going to go with that, whatever way he's going to go. We've seen it happen in the government.
Yeah.
Ask Rex Tillerson how that worked out.
But it'll all be fine when Jared Kushner is chief of staff. So it's all good. Don't worry about it, Ro.
I just want everybody to imagine anybody, including Warren G. Harding, if he put his son-in-law in as chief of staff. If any other president could get away with it.
Five other president. Well-known people. Jared reportedly on the short list.
Right, because Jared is he's the smartest guy in the room when Jared's in the room alone. All right.
Chris Christie not interested.
I don't know what happened there.
Score.
I'm not sure if it's not interested or he got disinvited. I think he likes to do that. I heard an earlier analysis of this that it's like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chris, want to play?
Come on over.
Yeah, and then pulls the football away. All right.
Never gets old.
Yeah, right now, never gets old. Here is Kim Gordon. What's coming up in the bottom of the hour in the newsroom?
The feds back at Alderman Ed Burke's office.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Also, never gets old.